following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
AM 600 The Answer presents the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show, brought to you by Frontline Insurance. If you want to know where those fish are, what those fish are biting, and how to get them in the boat, then you've come to the right place. Captain Vic would love to hear from you, so give him a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here's the host of the Still Just Fishing Show, Captain Vic Tyson.
Good morning. Thanks for tuning us in on the Still Just Fishing Show. It's another pretty morning. I don't know about the afternoon, but it's another pretty morning out there. A little bit stuffy and humid, but hopefully get a little breeze going in a little while. Maybe that'll clear up. We got Captain Chris Nichols here and Ted Hartman again this morning.
Good morning.
How y'all doing?
And got some real good information, looks like, on fishing line today, so stay tuned. And, you know, we're going to talk about different types of line and braided line and stuff. Of course, you can always give us a call if you got any questions at 222-8255. And looking at our weather forecast, today they're showing northwest winds around 5 knots, becoming east-southeast in the afternoon, seas 2 to 3 feet, chance of showers and thunderstorms, which we haven't had any rain for quite a few days, so that's been good. Hopefully that water's clearing up. But being that we got a weak front, is going to linger over the local waters through the weekend. That may change our non-rain days to some rain. I know they were talking about 60% chance when I saw it on TV all the way through Thursday. Anyway, we got tomorrow north winds around 5 knots, becoming east-southeast in the afternoon, seas 2 to 3 feet, and a chance of showers and thunderstorms. So, you know, looking at some of this, the marine forecast, of course, goes all the way through Wednesday, and they're actually showing around Tuesday and Wednesday showers very likely and a chance of thunderstorms. So looks like the chance may increase here a little bit.
I ran my irrigation all night last night to try to save the grass.
Save your grass?
Yeah. It was not looking happy yesterday. Eight days with no rain.
That's it, at your house?
Yeah.
I tell you, it thundered last night, lightning. And I don't know if that was kind of heat lightning or what we had last night, but it did that for hours. Never rained a drop, but it did that for probably, I'd say, 3 hours last night.
Was that big old cell I saw to the northwest up there?
It must have been.
Or Callahan.
Yeah, but it never rained at our house, but... But yeah, we could hear it, you know, and you could see the flashing, you know. It looks like it was kind of going to rain, but it never did, you know. And of course, I've been hearing about some high tides, real high tides. So, looking like
what moon phase are we in?
The new moon was yesterday. So. That's why we're having like today, you got a minus 1.0 tide at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and that's at Mayport. So, this is probably the lowest on the moon phase, the lowest low tide, that we're going to have, you know, over the weekend. We had a minus 1.1 yesterday, but, looking at the higher tides, it's only like a 4.7, 4.8. And then as we pass Monday, it's going to get up around 5.2, stuff like that. So, you know, it's going to get higher and higher. So I hate it when it gets up in the parking lot at the boat ramp when you're trying to launch the boat. Of course, I'm still going to be out of commission for a few more days here with my arm like it is. But, got tired of wearing that sling. I do wear it, though, when I put ice or heat on it because that helps hold it against me.
Looks like the guys fishing this Greater Jacksonville Redfish Tournament this morning are going to have some flooded grass on as the morning goes on.
And I know the tide yesterday, I got cabin fever, so we went to eat. I went somewhere to eat yesterday, so I can't stand that laying around stuff. But we went to get something to eat, and then I drove out to see where, you know, new subdivision, stuff like that. And then we wind up going out Hexer Drive, and the tide was coming in, and it, as far away from high tide as it was, I bet it was going to flood yesterday, you know.
Yeah.
Just before dark or whatever.
I know I was enjoying laying around after mowing for a few hours in 96 degrees. I was like, oh, my goodness. I went through like a gallon of water.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, and you have to, because as much as you sweat it out, you know. You want to stay hydrated, especially when you get out there in the boat like that. I mean, you don't want to have any kind of problems out there.
No. Dehydration is not good.
Nope. And especially if you see people out there by themselves like that, you still, you know, when you're out there by yourself, you can't really tell when it's coming on you. So, you know, I had heat stroke years and years ago, actually working in the yard, and I woke up in the hospital. This is when I passed out in the yard and woke up in the hospital. But, you know, and for, I tell you, when you get heat stroke, it does something to you, because I could not hardly stand the heat outside for probably a couple of years, you know, and it was really bad. Luckily, I wasn't chartering at the time. This has been a long time ago, but, you know, when you're young, you think you won't get into stuff like that, but, but it did.
What was the last thing you remember before you woke up in the hospital?
Getting kind of dizzy.
Yeah.
We got Mrs. Ted on here. Let's get this
Mrs. Right. Ted.
Good morning, Gail. How you doing?
Good morning. The question is,
AKA Miss Gail.
Hey, brother, how you doing? And my Ted, everything okay so far?
I'm doing good. I see Ted stole your nice little car this morning. I asked him, I said, this can't be your car because you can't fit in that little thing.
He can't. It's so funny. He would have forgot his head this morning. He rushed out of here without everything. I mean, I said, did you get your medicine? Did you get this? And then he goes outside and says, can I borrow your car? And I said, yes, go ahead. And because he would have never made it. I'm telling you, it's just one of those mornings.
I need you to make me an audio file of all those reminders, and I'll play it on my phone so I can remember my stuff too.
I can do that. I'm his secretary.
There you go.
Yeah, I thought he was going to have to get a can opener to get him out of that car this morning.
Oh my gosh! I had to drive because he couldn't get in it. I mean, it really was comical. It was so comical. I said, "Ted, just get over, and I will drive." And I don't like to usually drive. I like the man to drive. I like my husband to drive. But anyway, the reason I was calling was to tell you, Brother Vic, I'm so sorry that you have had such an incident with your arm. I mean, I hated to hear that. You out on the water with your daughter and your sweet little granddaughter, and then have that happen. I just hate it. I'm praying for you.
No, thank you so much. And I've only winched that boat up on the trailer about 20,000 times, and then just, you know, turned the hand wrong one way or something. That's all it did, pulled that muscle, you know. So, but it's getting better. It's not quite as sore, and it's, you know, it's getting better. I'll be back on the water before you know it.
I was looking forward to hearing that it was a 40-pound sheep's head that tried to rip your favorite rod out of your hand. You were not having it.
On one of those days, you get to fish.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know, the day I was supposed to have a nice, relaxing day, and then I come back and I did have a good day, but it was just when we got back to the boat ramp, you know.
You just never know when little things like that are going to happen. Just be guarded with it and take care of yourself.
I'm trying to.
Okay, I just wanted to tell you that. Y'all have fun, and I'm listening.
All right.
Thank you, Gail. You have a good day here.
Good hearing, talk to you later. Good hearing from you. Thanks for calling.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
And for y'all, wondering about that, Ted's a pretty tall man. And when he was coming up in that little car like that, the little compact car, that's what we was talking about. Yeah. Ted's a pretty tall man. It looks like he had to unfold to get out of it, you know. Yeah.
I told him, I said, y'all must have rode together in Vic's truck, because I know Ted did not fit in that little car.
222-8255 is the number to call us, and we'll be back after this.
Here I am.
Yeah. When you have insurance needs, be sure to visit Angler and Dimitri Insurance Services agent Craig Van Brocklin for a personalized quote on auto, home, boat, life, and commercial insurance. Save time and money with protection you can count on. Give Craig a call at 904-899-1106. That's 904-899-1106 for Dimitri Insurance Services.
Palm Valley Fish Camp, located at 299 Roscoe Boulevard North, or North Beach Fish Camp, located at 103rd Street in Neptune Beach, or Julington Beach Fish Camp, located in Mendrin, has you covered for your day of fishing. Owner Ben Groeschel has set the hook perfectly. Lunch opens Wednesday through Sunday with dinner 7 days a week. Try the main dishes, shrimp and grits and black and mahi. Always check out the fresh fish at the fish camps. All fish camps are a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Cross Creek Steakhouse and Ribs on Lane Avenue between I-10 and Normandy Boulevard on the west side. The home of great baby back ribs, steaks aged and cut by their in-house butcher, and the best shrimp in town. Come in and try one of their great combination platters. Make sure you try their southern side dishes. Are you having an event? Cross Creek Catering can make it special. They cater events from 5 to 5,000, every kind of food. Call 783-9579. That's 783-9579. Visit their website and look at their catering and takeout menus. Cross Creek, the taste of old Florida.
Hey, boaters. Are you tired of trying to find the time off work to take your boat to shop, only to find you need to take more time off to pick it up afterward? Are you letting your maintenance go because you just can't be without your boat? If either sound familiar, then give Captain Mike a call at 904-614-3423, and he'll come to your place to do the maintenance for you. No leaving work and no being without your boat. 100-hour maintenance. Trailer lights, bilge, and live well pumps are all kept in good order. Keep your boat in top shape. Call Captain Mike at 904-614-3423.
Safe Harbor Seafood, Mayport shrimp, seared tuna, and spinach. Have your fresh filet, fresh fish, black and grilled or fried, or try their traditional seafood fry platters. Always remember Safe Harbor Seafood, located at 4378 Ocean Street in Mayport, Florida. Restaurant hours are Tuesday and Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays, 10:30 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Safe Harbor is a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning. And anyway, looking at some of this stuff, the line that Ted brought in and all, looking at, what is that, a micrometer, you said?
Yeah.
That you're looking through it?
Yes, sir.
And, I mean, looking at different lines and all, we're all the time talking about fishing line. You know, he also brought this Cass King in here. It's super power braided line, 20-pound test. And you said this is an 8-strand braid.
That's an 8-strand.
So a lot of people, and I didn't know there was a 4-strand or an 8-strand. Yeah. I mean, you know.
If it's rated a P4, it's a 4-strand, or PE8, it's a 8-strand.
Okay, and it could be the same diameter. I mean, the same pound test line. So
I think what happens is what I was reading is that the 8-strand is a little more stiff than the 4-strand.
Oh, is it?
And so, but the line memory is pretty much the same.
Hmm.
Not much difference. But what happens is that you get more of what do you call that little spider mess that you get on there?
The fuzzer?
Fuzz ball on there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nobody likes them very much.
Get less of that with the 8-strand. Okay. Wind knocks is what most people call them, but yeah, it's I think the only reason they call them wind knots, I mean, you know, I've called it wind knots too, but usually you can watch people reel up a lot of slack line when the wind's blowing, and then of course when you cast it back out, that's when you get that, you
know, especially spinner. That's pretty much limited to spinners, isn't
it?
I've never had one on my bait casters, but I'll tell you what, if you You ever picked a fuzzer out of a bait caster with Power Pro?
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, you're good.
You know how you do it?
Power Pro. Yeah.
I read a thing on that, and it with says scissors. If you take your thumb, don't pull on it.
Yeah.
Just you never put your pull. Thumb on the reel, on the spool, real good and tight, and crank it around about 5 or 6 times, and then start pulling it out. It comes out.
Oh, that sounds like it's kind of solving it from the. From inside instead of from the outside. That's a good idea. Give that a shot.
It somehow it helps unravel it.
Yeah.
Not all the time, but a good bit of the time that works.
Well, you know what a skin hook is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they use that like surgery, pull skin back when they do an open cut or whatever, you know, and had a doctor bring me one of those. I call it my knot getter because, I mean, it's stainless steel. Got a little hook on the end.
Oh, okay.
And you can reach down where, like in a bait caster, you can't get, you know, you can't pull that one loose line, but you can reach down with that little hook on the end and you can kind of pull a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you find the loose one, you know, that's when you pull it. And I mean, that thing gets knots out like crazy. Yeah. I mean, that's one of the most important tools I've got on my boat, really.
Yeah, I've got something like that, but it was for, I guess you all have probably seen telephone cabling. It's a bunch of little fine strands of different colored cable,
right?
And to try to pick a particular cable that you're looking for or strand, they have these little wire picks, and I've used mine to do that very thing too,
because
it's for reaching in and picking out a specific pair
small,
of cable
and
pulling on it.
Man, and that thing, when, like, if somebody has a wind knot, as long as they don't pull it tight, you know, I get knots out of the wind knots also. A lot of times when you're reeling that line up on a spool, if you're watching, if you get that line that crosses over the top of the spool, that's when you're going to have the problem. You know, that's when you go to cast it back out and it's going to come out. It's going to just pull some more line off that spool. So if you can kind of keep that line off the top of the spool like that and keep that line pulled tight on the spinner, usually you won't have that problem, you know.
I remember the first Abu baitcaster I spooled up with Power Pro. I used it a few times, but as I used it, this problem that I started having with it got worse and worse, where the line is
dug in,
embedding itself down inside, and you'll go to sling your rig out there, and it'll go about 30, 40 feet, and then hit
stop.
That thing, and then just abruptly stop.
That's usually when your sinker goes flying off your weight, goes flying off your line or whatever.
Yeah, well, it gets expensive. Like, it'll waste a lot of fiddlers.
Yeah.
It's no fun.
But, I actually had a gentleman a couple of weeks ago from out of town, and he wanted to catch a bull red on his rod and reel, and he didn't get that line pulled on the spool tight. And a couple of them actually broke the line, you know, because of that situation. Mm-hmm. And we even went out there before we even fished with it and put a 6-ounce sinker on, drop it in the water, let it roll out, you know, so that we get some more, get it on there a little bit tighter because I saw how loose it was.
What did he have the thing spooled up with? What weight?
I think it was 30 pound.
30 pound. That's good.
30 pound test braid.
Yeah.
And, you know, the first red gets on there and starts pulling. Well, it dug down in itself. And of course, that's when it couldn't pull the drag out and pop the line.
Yeah.
The second time it did it, it really, really messed it up. And so we wound up having to put his reel up, but just catch him on one of mine.
Yeah, that article I read, it was talking about you want to spool that up really snug.
Mm-hmm.
Because of that reason.
A lot of
if
tension.
If it's loose on the spool, it'll dig into it.
Yeah.
Because it's slick anyway.
Right.
A lot of tension when you're spooling.
Yep. And the line is real slick anyways.
Yeah.
It'll dig right into it.
Yeah, you have to put it on there with a pretty hard or pretty tight, you know, however you put it on there. You want to try to get it on there pretty tight to start with. Because as long as it lays on there tight where it can't dig through between the line, but once it digs in there, when you got a lot of pressure, I mean, you got a 30, 40 pound redfish on it pulling on it, it's going to have a lot of pressure pulling in there.
Yeah, hopefully the spool will withstand the pressure and won't warp out or anything like that, the side plates on the spool.
Yeah. Let's get David on. Good morning, David.
Hey, good morning, Vic.
Hey, how you been?
I've been doing pretty good. Just got off work, and I got about 8% battery on my phone here, so I might lose you. I'm not sure.
Good to hear you. How you been doing?
I've been doing good. I haven't been able to do any fishing. I got a vacation coming in about 3 weeks. I'm going to take about 9 days off. So I'll see you out there. I caught you. I just turned on the radio, and I heard somebody mention something wrong with your wrist or whatever, and I heard y'all talking about a 40-pound sheephead. I was kind of interested in that.
No, actually, that's not what did it, but...
It wasn't me. Yeah, I wasn't there. I didn't do it.
I was just winching a boat on the trailer, and I had my hand turned the wrong way or something other, and I tore a muscle in my left arm.
I know what you mean, man. I do that getting out of bed sometimes. That's what happens when we get older, Vic. I mean, things just start happening.
It sure does. Yeah, I've only done that like 20,000 times, and then just have it one time and just did it wrong or something, you know.
Yeah, and I heard you getting on backlashes. It took me back when me and my wife were dating, which was a long time, 41 years ago, and actually 42 and a half years ago when I was trying to teach her how to throw an Ambassador. And I mean, you're talking about some rat nest. She was the inventor of that. And, I told her, I said, Shug, I call her Shug. I said, Shug, you can backlash a cane pole.
That's a good one.
But now she don't even fish with those spinners. She likes those bait casters. So anyway, she progressed. It took her a while, but she got it. But I'm sorry to hear about your wrist, Vic. I'd be, like the lady said, she'd be praying for you. I will be too. And, when you hurt, I hurt, man. I just want to tell you, we love you in the Lord. So when you hear somebody hurting you, you really do hurt for them, Vic. And I'm just telling you that.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, it was the muscle in my forearm that goes up and connects just above your elbow. That's the muscle it hit. But like I said, it's better. It's getting better, and it's still real sore, and I can't do stuff with my hand, so I'm still out of commission for about another week. But hopefully I'll be back out there. And of course, the whole time I've been waiting for this rain to stop so that the water would clear up a little bit better and get less muddy and less fresh water. And now that I've hurt my arm, I can't get out there. That's when the rain has stopped. And
hopefully you'll be welled up time I get on vacation. I'd spend some time just talking with you out there a little bit.
Well, I look forward to seeing you, Dave.
All right, man. Y'all take care of it.
All right, thanks a lot. Appreciate the call.
Have a good day. Calling, David.
Thanks for calling, David.
Yes, sir.
And let's get William on for a minute. We get fixed to go on break. William.
Yes, sir.
Good morning.
How you doing? Good morning.
Good morning, William.
Good morning. My name's William. I'm the sales manager of West Marine. And I just wanted to call. I've probably seen you guys in the store every once in a while.
Oh, yeah.
Which one are you at? Which store?
I'm at the big town center store.
Oh, yeah. That's a nice place. Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
The Superstore.
Yeah,
exactly. I just wanted to give you guys a call in this morning and let you guys know I've got an event at the store today. I've got 8-plus captains going to be there from 10 o'clock all the way to around 6 o'clock. And we're doing seminars from inshore fishing all the way to trolling, bottom rigging, stuff like that.
Oh, good. Okay. Have you got time to let me put you on hold so you can ask you a couple of questions about it? We're fixed to go on break.
Yeah, so, that'd be good, William, if you could hang on through the break.
Yeah, and I'll get you back on as soon as we come back. And have you got a list of the captains, maybe?
I know a few right off the back.
That's fine. And I'll get you on as soon as we come back off break, okay? Put you on hold. And if you'd like to give us a call also, 222-8255, and we'll be back after this.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. For the first time in Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation, charges have been brought against Russian government officials for interfering in American politics. An indictment says that 12 Russian military intelligence officers hacked into the Clinton presidential campaign and the Democratic Party, releasing private communications in a sweeping conspiracy by the Kremlin to meddle in the 2016 U.S. election. Meanwhile, state election officials across the country are meeting to discuss cybersecurity amid fresh revelations about Russian meddling. The gathering in Philadelphia this weekend includes strategies on how to keep the midterm elections secure. Deadly attacks killed more than 130 people yesterday in Pakistan's troubled election campaign. Panic spread throughout the country after a suicide bomber killed 128. A separate attack left four others dead. This is SRN.
Download WBOB's mobile app for free from your app store. Powered by Duval County Judicial Candidate Kimberly Sadler.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for a health care plan, or more importantly, if you signed up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have hundreds of thousands of members all across the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2.5 billion of each other's medical bills. Best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 bucks a month. Your savings may be less or more, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
For more than 25 years, the potential for health improvement is seen with each patient that walks through our door. Healthcare decisions don't have to be confusing. Make Island Doctors your medical practice.
Island Doctors cares about their patients.
They got my blood pressure off the ceiling, my thyroid off the floor.
Call us today to schedule a tour of one of our locations near you and take a peek at our best wellness program. And welcome home.
1-877-434-4676.
Transmission problems? Call Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where you get the work done right the first time by the experts. I'm Robin Sidbury, the owner. Our techs can service all makes and models, and we provide a nationwide warranty, so you have the peace of mind knowing we solve your transmission troubles fairly and honestly and guaranteed nationwide. Call us at Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where quality counts. Get traction. Call Action at 744-0755.
The way the Washington Post did it?
Well, this isn't a court, you know, jury. It's not innocent until proven guilty. We get to draw our own conclusions. No, but apparently we don't get to draw our own conclusions. You either draw the conclusion that the Washington Post wants you to draw, that Mitt Romney wants you to draw, that John McCain wants you to draw, and all the left wants you to draw, or you don't have a right to your own conclusion.
Mark Levin on Talk Radio, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB. The latest traffic and weather on WBOB, your 2018 election authority.
The only problem on the roads right now is an event going on at the Main Street Bridge North, so you may have to take a detour from that area. Also, a little rainy on and off today. As a matter of fact, all weekend, 40% chance of rain today, tonight, with a heat index this afternoon of 102, normal temperature 92. Tonight, mostly cloudy, down to about 75, currently 79 at AM 600 WBOB.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, Captain Vic Tyson.
Oh, yeah, the wrap chain.
Yeah, it looks like a tool like that would be, you know, really be good to, you know, where you can reach in there and work on little watches and clocks and stuff. Morning, William. Got you back on here and talking about the seminars you're going to have, you say, from 10 o'clock till 6 o'clock?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They're okay. At the store at the St. John's Town Center.
Yeah, that's the flagship store of the West Marine, the biggest one. That's the biggest one in the nation, isn't it?
It's one of three flagship stores.
Oh, okay.
So we're second largest. One's Fort Lauderdale.
You have excellent place there too to do the seminars. I like the back of that boat. I've done many seminars back when Darren was there, and of course with Rich. Is Rich still there?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah. And we'd love to have the whole crew there. All you guys. So you guys are always welcome anytime you guys want to do it.
Oh, thank you.
Guys, get with me. I'm the, like I said, I'm the sales manager. I've been in the role for about almost 6 months now.
Uh-huh.
And I've been doing events for the junior anglers as well every other Saturday.
No good.
Mm-hmm. I do seminars for the kids. And West Marines kind of gave me free reins to do any event I want to do, and I just have to promote it and have fun with it. Get it all set up, and I'm having fun with it.
Good deal. Well, you can call us and let us know anytime like that. And also, when's your next junior seminar like that, junior angler?
It's not this Saturday. It's going to be the next Saturday.
Okay.
It's going to be, what's that, the 23rd?
The 23rd is a Monday, so it's probably, let's see, the 21st is a Saturday.
So
that's next Saturday, yeah, the 21st.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
That junior one's on the 21st.
Okay.
And like I said, if you guys wanted to even come there, you guys are always welcome, for sure.
We sure appreciate it. So,
yeah, William, thank you for handing out your cards. I believe I met you and got your card in my wallet. I might have met you either at the boat show at the Prime Osborne or something that the Jacks Offshore Club had, maybe at the El Cheapo. I'm not sure. It's been a few events, been a few months, but I think you were around and you introduced yourself as the sales manager.
Yeah, I remember. It was at that Palms Fish Camp.
The Palms Fish Camp? Okay.
Yep. It was. I had a great time with you guys there. I mean, it was a really fun event there.
That is a good place.
Palms Fish Camp. Those guys do it up, and the food is great.
Yeah, they got good chow.
Well, and tell us just a few of the captains you're going to have there, if you would.
Yes, sir. I've got Roger Walker. He's going to be talking about kingfish.
Uh-huh.
I've got George Strait. I've got David Borez. I've got Craig Sutton. He's going to be talking about
Nosara.
Nosara and Costa Rica bill fishing. You know, so that's going to be really fun and interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Captain Rick Riles is going to be there as well. And then I've got Adam Jeffries. I've got the Coast Guard Auxiliary going to be there talking about safety on the boats. So if any of you guys have any questions about safety, Coast Guard Auxiliary is going to be there.
Excellent.
I've got, who else? FWC might even make an appearance as well. They've been definitely helping me out. Who else? So.
Well, that's a good lineup, you guys. That's some great guys. I know Roger Walker's really good kingfishing out there. Yeah. I know he's been fishing in that tournament and placed in that, you know, the kingfish tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent offshore captain. And then, of course, Rick Riles has always been, you know, real active in the fishing community. Great, great guy, great captain. So I know you're going to have a good time out there. And for everybody who can come out there and listen,
that's a good lineup.
Yeah, it is.
Good lineup.
Yeah. Thank
you. A lot of knowledge.
Yeah, so I just want to welcome all you guys as fans and you guys as well. If you guys have any time from fishing, get on out here to West Marine. And I've got lots of raffles, lots of prizes, and a bunch of giveaways at the door.
No, that's going to bring people in too.
Yeah.
But your lineup like that, Captain George Strait's he's a legend here also, you know.
Yep.
So I mean, that's going to bring people in, you know. And but you got a great lineup there. It's going to be a great time. So If anybody wants to, we're supposed to have some rain today, so you might not be out there fishing. So if you're not fishing, go over there to West Marine Town Center. And that's on, if I remember right, right off the Big Island Drive. Is that correct?
I think so.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
off of Big Island Drive, off of JTB, and off of 295, you know, right next to the UNF school. So.
Yep. So I sure appreciate it, William. And like I say, if you got other, you know, other events coming up, please call us. Let us know. Maybe we can get the word out. Help get the word out.
Yeah, I definitely appreciate it, guys. You guys have a fantastic day. I hope your wrist feels better as well.
Well, and, thank you.
Thank you guys so much for everything that you guys do on the radio show.
Well, thank you.
Oh, thanks for calling this in, William, and letting everybody know.
Yeah. You have a blessed day.
And please tell. Thank you. Please tell Rich Vic said hi.
Definitely will, man. can't wait to have you guys in there doing some seminars too.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, guys.
Bye bye.
Let's get Chad on. Good morning, Chad.
Hey, good morning. I just want to tell Captain Vic, my dad Ted, that I love you. Love him very much.
There you go.
Well, thanks for calling in.
Yeah,
you got it. My dad tells me, sends me a text all the time and tells me, turn on that radio so you can hear us. So I said, okay, I'll do it this morning.
Yeah, can you hear, where are you at over there in West?
I'm actually out in Green Cove Springs right now.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, I'm out early working, so.
Are you having to stream it, or can you pick it up on a radio?
I'm actually streaming it.
Okay, good deal.
Yeah, I mean, I get it out here, but it kind of fluctuates between a couple of channels, so I figure streaming it, I can hear it a little better.
Yeah, there you go. And sometimes the FM does a little better, too, so you just have to try it sometimes. You know, we're on 101.1 FM also.
Yeah, it's got a shade more range to it, I believe.
But appreciate that. I know you're glad to hear that, Ted.
Hey. Yep. You going to fish while you're out there?
Well, you know, I got a fishing rod in my truck and I go around, but it's actually fresh water that I can only cut a break every now and then and catch a bass. But other than that, I need to get with y'all. I keep telling my dad I want to go fishing with you, Captain Vic, but I ain't had the time.
Well, I appreciate that. We'll have to get you out there one day.
All right. Sounds good. Well, y'all be safe and God bless y'all, and y'all have a good day.
Hey, and if you can bass fish, and that's all you can do right in there because of all the fresh water, then do that, you know.
Same technique will work in the salt water.
When in Rome.
Still fishing, Chad.
I'll catch them pretty good out here. There's a bunch of ponds all around out here, so I'll catch them. I'll just throw them back, though. That's all I do.
Yeah. We sure appreciate the call, man. Thanks a lot.
Y'all have a good day.
All right.
You too.
Talk to you later.
Have a blessed day, Chad.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah. How'd you like Ted's Fonzie that he did? Did you hear him go, "Hey"?
Let's get David on for a second. Morning, David.
Morning.
Howdy.
Hey. I just want to give y'all an update about what's going on out here at Fish Camp Marine. We have ramp members only now, so it's all went to a membership now.
That's Clapboard Creek?
Yep, Clapboard Creek. Yep. So they decided to go to all members, and we probably got a 10 on the waiting list on that. We also do boat storage, but it's all full, and we got a waiting list on that.
Yeah, I've had several questions about whether or not, being that the Joe Carlucci ramp is closed down, whether or not, you know, people can launch there just for a day or two during the Kingfish tournament, but you say it's just all members only now, right?
Yeah, it's all booked up. We only have so much room here.
Yeah, but I was talking to...
I'll tell you this much, we are also doing a cabin for rent here now.
Oh, you are?
It used to be the old bait shop.
Oh, yeah, right there on the water. Yeah?
Yeah. Okay. Fish out the window.
Can you, David, I know you're probably opening up the shop out there at this time of morning. Can you hold on a few minutes, though? Let's go to break because you hear music playing.
Sure.
I'll get you back on. I've been talking to Al. You know, Al's been talking to you, too. Al Weiss. Al Wiss. Anyway, I'll give you a call. I mean, I'll put you on hold, and we'll get you right back on.
That's right, Jacksonville. You can go to a lot of places in North Florida to buy a gun. But at Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year. How? Wild West Guns buys dealer direct and passes the savings on to you. There's no middleman. You get the factory direct price every time. Plus, at Wild West Guns, you can choose from the very best selection in all of Jacksonville. Whatever you need, Wild West Guns has it. From handguns to hunting rifles, from shotguns to AK-47s, from Glock to SIG, Remington to Vanelli, Bushmaster to Stag, Wild West Guns has got you covered big time. The right gun, the right ammo, the right price, guaranteed. Wild West Guns, Lane Avenue South, Northeast Florida's premier firearms dealer. You get the factory direct price every time. Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year.
Trolling Motor Services Plus is now open for business. They're an authorized dealer and warranty service center for Minn Kota, Motor Guide, and Rodan Trolling Motors. They're also your home for power pole anchors and Cannon downrigger service and repair. Trolling Motor Services Plus sells, repairs, and installs pretty much anything electrical for your boat, including keep alive oxygen systems. Call Matt today at Trolling Motor Services, 573-0480. That's 573-0480. Check them out online at trollingmotorservicesplus.com.
If you go along Hexer Drive to fish, you'll find there's a great place for bait and tackle to stop at, and that's Browns Creek Fish Camp, located at 5212 Hexer Drive. They have everything you need for a complete day on the water. Browns Creek Fish Camp is one of the few locations where you can pull your boat in and restock your bait supply if you run out while you're fishing. A big supporter of the Recreational Fish Alliance, give them a call today at 904-757-1600. That's 904-757-1600.
The soothing sounds of the carefree life of coastal birds. You too can have a worry-free life by letting Frontline Insurance navigate your path to stress-free home ownership. At Frontline, we've been there for Floridians when the seas were more than a little choppy. Nearly 90% of Frontline's policyholders were paid within 3 weeks of having the damage to their home inspected after Hurricane Irma. Let Frontline Insurance be your lifeline to security and peace of mind. Find your local Frontline agent at frontlineinsurance.com. Frontline Insurance, building home partnerships with coastal Floridians since 1998.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, Captain Vic Tyson.
The reason I thought his name was David.
And we're back this morning. Get David back on here, Clapboard Creek Marina, and which was a Clapboard Creek fish camp. Actually, it's called Fish Camp still.
Yeah, it's called Fish Camp Marine now.
Yeah, because the marina is actually across the street from y'all right there.
Well, and, that's a marina. This is just marine.
Yeah. But I noticed whenever Jan and his family bought that place, they were trying to really, I mean, they put a lot of money fixing that place up. I see the new floating docks you have there. Those are really nice.
Yeah. When I told them, if you're going to put new docks, if there's a hurricane, I need to be able to take them off and bring them on the hill.
There you go. That's a good idea.
Connect those floating docks.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Did y'all get your docks damaged during that hurricane?
Oh, yeah. They were up on the hill.
Yeah.
But we were able to piece them back together, you know, so we could launch, you know.
Yeah.
So we got the new ones in.
Got a nice cleaning table there too.
Yep, got a fish cleaning station. Back to the bait shack. The old bait shack has been totally remodeled. New bed, new TV, new AC. It's nice inside. You can go on Airbnb and see the pictures of it, and you can book it online.
Oh, okay.
And it comes with a free wet slip while you're staying there.
Well, you know, that's great for people in these these traveling redfish tournaments and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. And a kingfish tournament next week.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, that'll save somebody from having to launch their boat in the mess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When you have that nightmare at the ramp, shoot, you just crawl out of bed and go jump in your boat. And right now, I just checked. It's booked until Sunday, so it's available Sunday and all next week. So somebody ought to jump on that because, like I said, that wet slip alone, that's pretty nice.
And it's booked till, when you say booked till Sunday, you talking about tomorrow Sunday?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yep. Well, yeah, if you're open next week, that's a great idea. How many people can sleep in it?
Right now, it's just two. They're going to try to get a rollaway or something like that, but it's just good for two people right now.
Okay, and do you mind saying how much on the air, how much it costs per night?
I think with taxes and everything and the cleaning fee, I think it's $200.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
All right.
The other thing is we got a gas station down there now, too, so you can pull up and fill up by water.
Oh, that's a good deal. Yeah, because there's only the only places I know about is down there by Trout River, and then of course Mayport Marina out there.
Yeah, we haven't had it that long, so a lot of people don't know about it. But yeah, you can come by boat and fill up. And of course, the other things we do here, we do boat rentals too. We got two pontoon boats, a 19 foot with a Yamaha 115 on the back, an 18 foot. With a Yamaha 75 on the back and a 15 foot with a Yamaha 40 on the back.
And then also your membership is $60 a month, correct?
Yeah, with taxes, $64.
$64. Okay. Can people launch at night there and all that? Lock their vehicles up in your fence?
Oh, yeah. Once you become a member, you got the code to the gate. You can go fishing at 2 a.m. if you want to.
That's what I was wondering, yeah. I know when...
And we got 24-hour security here, too. Night vision, cameras, motion detector lights, and I got a shotgun called the Tiebreaker.
Good name.
Yeah. I know back when Bob Saffried owned that, you know, that's one of the things I enjoyed about being a member there was being able to, you know, pull in and lock your vehicle up in there, you know.
So yeah, nobody messes with anybody's stuff here.
Yeah. Well, that's a great deal. David, I appreciate you calling and letting us know.
All right, guys. Somebody should jump on that Airbnb with that free wet slip, especially for the Kingfish tournament.
And who did they need to call for that?
You can call me.
Call you?
751-0094.
Uh-huh. All right. We sure appreciate it, David.
All right, guys. Have fun. Talk to you later.
All right. Thank you, now.
Thanks,
right.
David.
Have a blessed day.
Let's get Rob on. Good morning, Rob.
Morning, Captain Vic.
How you doing?
Morning, Rob.
I was calling in to get on my bandbox for... a groundswell to change flounder to 15 and 5.
Yeah, I heard you talking about that the other day. I think it was last week.
Right.
And what you need to do, too, is call Jessica McCauley. She's probably going to hate me for putting her name out there. But she's the head biologist with FWC, and she's in Tallahassee. I don't happen to have her phone number handy, but you can always look it up on, you know, myfwc.com, or right. Send her an email. And, what they do is if they get enough requests, to look at the assessment for
right.
like flounder, then that's when they will go to actually start pulling up the assessments, looking at that species, that particular species and everything. You know, the last one they looked at here was, of course, the sheep's head and the triple tail, and the one before that was speckled trout. So, you know, the flounder thing, I think, is also a good, is a good thing that people ought to look at also.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, you know, everybody that always, you know, complains that, you know, they've created more laws, stricter laws or whatever, but we have to realize that, you know, these fish are not, you know, if the population is dwindling, we need to do something to help save that population. And there's a whole lot more people fishing now. So, yeah. But that's the only way, that's really the only way you're going to get, is to get the FWC, Fish and Wildlife Commission, to look at something like that. You know, the populace, the fishing community can also write to them, and that would help also. If you can get the most people you can get to write an email to Jessica McCauley and beg them to really look at that. I've been actually begging them to look at the giant drum for a long time now, but there hasn't been enough people really that's gotten a hold of her or that department of the Fish and Wildlife Commission, you know, to complain about, you know, the giant drum, because some people like to keep them. And, you know, I've seen the drum population go down over the years. And to me, you know, I wish they would protect those giant drum. You know, I'm talking about the 40, 50, 60, 70, you know, pounders, you know, so that we can get, you know, the regular eating size drum, you know, we can increase that population more.
Yeah, that'd be a good
thing. I hate you know, to go out there and see three or four 80 pounders tied up to the back of a boat, you know, when those things could have millions of babies, you know.
Yeah, and that flounder, that's a food fish. That's not really a, you know, something's going to rip off a bunch of line or like a real sport fish. That people can't keep them to eat. So, you know, anything under 15 inches isn't really worth filleting out. So
yeah, you don't get nothing off of them.
No.
Yeah, if you can if you can get like a fat 14 inch, that's pretty good, you know.
Yeah.
But you know, but yeah, these 12 and 13 inch flounder, I mean, that's just, you know, you don't get enough meat off of it to make it worth it. Plus, from what I understand, you know, the males only grow to about 13 inches, and I don't know if you knew that, Rob.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, the males are your small ones. And so if you allow them to kind of grow up just a little more so they can breed, you know, the females are the real big ones. So, I mean, if you can, you know, instead of trying to keep, you know, some 12 inchers, you're stopping a lot of the breeding capacity that fishery could have.
Mm-hmm.
I will say that the Yankees did it right up in the Chesapeake Bay area and in New York. They changed the limit to 18 and 3.
Oh, okay.
Which, you know, pretty much shut down their fishing for about 2 years. But now they've got a
fantastic
fishery.
Yeah, so I watched a program with Don Dingman up there somewhere up north around the Chesapeake catching good flounder. They have a very healthy fishery up there.
Also, they have that generating station up there, electric generating station, Rob. When they clean the screens off, they say that there's anywhere between 70 to 100,000 flounder a year get stuck on that screen.
Wow.
And that die, you know. I wish they could change that somehow or another to allow, you know, to stop so many flounder from being, you know, sucked up in there.
Man, that's a waste.
Well, you have a great weekend, Captain Vic.
Thank you, Rob. Have
a blessed day, Rob. Thanks for calling.
Appreciate you calling. I hope you can get a hold of Jessica McCauley and beg her to do that and get as many people as you can to do that. Thank you, sir.